Our guest at the cafe this morning is Rick Miller with the Center for Applied Leadership. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
It's good to be seen.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're really well into the new year now, but I'm sure there's still some people that are wrestling with their New Year's resolutions. And Velvet Womack was in here a while back, and we were talking about this thing of 21 days to change your habit. You have an interesting take on that, and that is breaking those 21 days into smaller increments.
Right. And, listening to Velvet, the neural pathway thing caught me, because you do have to develop that neural pathway and plow those new thoughts in there. But the thing about it is, you set a goal or you want to change a habit about your eating or you have good intentions, unless you do it in increments with the right intention and knowing why you're doing it, it only takes a couple of weeks, or maybe even a week, or the first time you get sore on a workout or a rainy cold day, not to go out there and run, or the first dessert that gets passed your way, you go, well, you know, and so your willpower on your resolution goes away.
So first of all, it's important to know why you need to do this.
Yeah, why is the reason it makes all the work worth it? And if you know what your why is, that gives you an anchor. Mm-hmm. And how you figure out your why is not as hard as most people think. What is that thing that wakes you up in the morning going, like, I can't wait to start working on this today? If you know what your strengths are, you know what you love to do, then your why becomes very, very apparent.
And then the 21 days, breaking that into 7-day sprints,
it's a 21-day sprint. And you take it 21 days, and then you break it into 7-day dashes.
Ah.
So, like, if I'm going to, and you can pick anything here. You can pick weight management, strength building, making better grades, doing whatever. You can't eat an elephant all at one time, and that's an old metaphor and analogy that people, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Well, how do you get yourself back into shape? How, if you're a student, are you going to make an excellent grade this semester? Well, you look at the whole thing, and as a professor, you understand this. It starts with the syllabus, and you break that syllabus down into sections, and here's what's going to be required. Well, if you view the whole month or the whole semester or the whole quarter, if you're a business person, into small sprints or dashes, that make up these sprints, then you can say, okay, this week I am going to accomplish this. On Monday, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do these things. Tuesday, I'm going to continue to do those things and I'm going to push it a little bit harder. To where when you begin to make these individual 7-day sprints, then you've been successful for a week. Mm-hmm. So then you have the momentum, the big mo, pushing you into that second week, and then you're just like, wow, I've only got 7 more days. And then by the time you get there, you're 21 days into it. The habituation, the behavior patterns are there, and it's up to you to figure out, what it is that you can do every day to do it. Personal example, I was just at rehab out at Hulsey's therapy today. And they said, now, your shoulder's hurting a little bit today. Do you want to leave that out? And I went, no. And there's this one exercise that I really detest. I hate using this device. But I know that if I leave it off today, I'll probably want to leave it off on Monday when I go back.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me a little bit while longer, but I used that old Navy SEAL thing that you learn from listening to those guys, is that you have 20% more reserve than you think you have. And so it took me a while to work out those 30 reps, but when I finished, the sense of accomplishment was there. And I'm not afraid of Monday. And it worked the kink out.
Sure. But breaking the big task into smaller pieces makes a lot of sense. It's good. Probably the timing is right for people to hear this, because now if you do have those New Year's resolutions, you're now to the point where it's tough to keep going.
Or if you decided not to do them this year, well, here's your chance.
Okay, get another chance to get started. Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
All righty.
Rick Miller with the Center for Applied Leadership, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.